20 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Friday morning on our program, As-Safin to Ilal Jannah. Well, it's the 4th of Shawwal, 1443. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad on this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the Mubarak blessed day of Jumu'ah, Friday the 4th of Shawwal 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 20, Surah Taha, verses 81 and 82. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is addressing humanity. Kulu, consume, min tayyibat, that which is wholesome and pure. So in Islam, we should not only say something must be halal, lawful, permissible. Halalan tayyiba, Quran Kareem mentions in several places. So here also Almighty Allah is exhorting us, commanding us that consume that solid, that liquid, min tayyibat, from that which is pure and wholesome, ma razaqnakum, which we have given you. Almighty Allah blessed us with the fruit, with the vegetable, with the fish, with the meat, with the chicken, so many things. So make sure that it is 100% pure, wholesome and halal. There must be no doubt in it. وَلَا تَدْغَوْ فِيهِ. Do not be rebellious against Him, Almighty Allah, and in all the laws of Almighty Allah, and do not violate the laws of the Sharia, the Divine Code. If you do that, فَيَحِلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ غَضَبِي, then my wrath, my anger will then descend upon you. وَمَنْ يَحْلِلْ عَلَيْهِ غَضَبِي, and whosoever my wrath, my anger descends upon that person, فَقَدْ هَوَى, indeed he perishes, he is destroyed. Let us see now, do some introspection, soul searching. Not even a week has passed. Eid was on Tuesday, and in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, it was on Monday, and we see how many laws of Islam we have already rebelled against, violated and trampled. So what do we really think? Will the mercy of Almighty Allah envelop us, or are we inviting the wrath, the anger of Almighty Allah? Each one of us needs to think and contemplate regarding that issue. Almighty Allah always inspires us, motivates us. Wa inni la ghaffar. Indeed, I am of forgiving, very, very forgiving. This is hyperbole, this is mubalagha, this is intensive form. I will surely forgive, I am forever forgiving. Liman taba, for a person who repents sincerely. We detach ourselves from all the vices we involve in. We have regret and remorse, and we don't go back to that evil, devilish activities. Wa amana, and we have true iman and faith. Wa amila saliha, and we continue with the righteous deeds. Thumma hatada, then that person will be on the right path. So may Almighty Allah grant us tawfiq and the divine ability, capacity that we sincerely repent, and then we become true devoted Muslims and mu'min and ambassadors of Islam. Let us look at the micro, let us look at the macro and see what is happening. Yesterday, the Haaretz newspaper carried a big article that there near Hebron, Khalilur Rahman, remember that 8 villagers were evicted, about 1,000 Palestinians, by the terrorist apartheid rogue regime of Israel. And remember why? Because they saw, say, no, the police will require this, the army will require this, all this. Now take that incident. You kick us out from our land, you occupy our land, and you occupied most of Palestinian land already. So what do you really expect the Palestinian to do? I know if I'm there what I will do. So we say Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah, our brothers went in, our Palestinians, with the help and mercy of Allah, and dispatched 3 jutla straight to hell. And we say good riddance. We must remember this, one settler, one bullet. It can't happen that you kick us out from our land, from our gardens, from our places and so forth, and you expect no repercussions. Your current prime minister said he killed and murdered many Arabs and there's no problem. So if a Palestinian does that, then there's no problem. Also use your same analogy. So you must remember, therefore, it's mentioned there that they are celebrating their 74th year of independence, but always Israel is afraid. They are just confirming what I'm telling you. They will never ever find peace, because Almighty Allah states in chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ, that Almighty Allah will continuously punish them till the day of justice. So we hope and pray that Almighty Allah brings about peace in the Haramain Sharifain, in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, and all our masajid, based on justice. Justice is the precursor, then only will you have peace. Otherwise, there wouldn't be no peace anywhere in the world. Remember that. So whatever they are trying, always will be humiliation and disgrace for them. So that is one side of the coin. Let us come to South Africa and see two realities. One in PE. Oh, you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, I beg you, I appeal to you. You know what you went through last year, the looting. This year, the floods and the aftermath. Allah make easy for you. Only Allah can help all of us. See now Port Elizabeth. They have water for only 35, 37 days left. If no good rains come, the water taps will run dry. It will be an absolute disaster, catastrophe. I beg you, O Muslim, O listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, cry to Allah, Allahumma anshur rahmatak ala ahli Port Elizabeth. Ya Allah, send your mercy to the people of Port Elizabeth and surroundings. Ya Allah, we all are guilty of vices and sins. And you said and informed us in today's lesson, wa may يَحْلِلْ عَلَيْهِ غَضَبِي فَقَدْ هَوَى, if my wrath, my anger descends upon you, then you will perish. Whether it's a punishment, whether it's a trial, that only Almighty Allah knows. Be it that, but we should at least raise our hands, turn to Almighty Allah, اللهم أغثنا, اللهم أغثنا, and make abundant istighfar and cry to Allah. Allah states, when we cry to Allah, beg Allah for forgiveness, yursili sama alaykum midrara, the first thing Almighty Allah will send is beneficial rain, wa yumdidkum bi amwali wa baneen, bless you with good wealth and increased wealth and wonderful children. So all this enshrined in the noble Quran. Then on the other side, we see in Cape Town, in Claremont particularly, that they invited the guest, it seems, from Iran, Iraq. And yesterday I sent out so many messages. The person openly, brazenly promotes muta and prostitution. And then they're inviting people to come there. Now, I pose this question to you. If we bring in such people to South Africa or any part of the world who are promoting prostitution and muta and so forth, how are we allowing all these type of things? Or how are we sitting on the fence and keeping quiet? I always tell you, people who sit on the fence, remember, it is committing a major offense. We all need to take responsibility. Our deen of Islam is the greatest gift which Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has blessed us with. We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and you saw what the Alawis did in Syria, the 100% kuffar, how they murdered cold-bloodedly our brothers of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Now in the world is an outrage. I sent it out. So think properly, my brothers. I beg you, today we are here, tomorrow we are gone. It must not happen that tomorrow your children are also involved in muta and prostitution. Therefore, I raise this type of issues that please, you must ensure that you are teaching your children what we believe in according to the Quran Sharif, according to the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of the Master Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, according to the Sahaba. They are the very people who cursed the companions and the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah forbid, nakal kufr nabashid. So that's exactly what they do, that they are cursing and swearing them. I've been to Iran, I've been to Iraq, all these places, I witnessed with my own eyes what's happening. And thereafter, remember that you Sunni, you Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you don't even go near there. What you must do is, you still got few hours, all my posts that I sent out, take all that and flood the market and say, we belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and say, Daksmat yala mensa ta dunni wat muta dun. We got listeners in Cape Town, we got listeners in Holland, we got listeners in all parts of the world. They speak Afrikaans, they speak Dutch, so therefore I spoke a little bit Dutch there and Afrikaans. So we must make it clear, we belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We believe in the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah. We accept and love all the Sahaba. We love the Awliyaullah, and we follow the four schools of thought. That is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala protect us and protect our Iman, and we die with Iman and Islam. Inshallah, 10 o'clock to 10:30 today will be the Nikah announcement by Mahona Arafat. Anybody is Sunnah to get married now during Shawwal. So those of you who are getting married, your daughter's son's getting married, send the invitations to Mahona Arafat, 084-786-3132. He'll announce it, inshallah. My Jumu'ah, I'll be here in the Sufi Masjid, inshallah, Al-Aziz in Lanesia. And the khutbah from Makkah will commence at around 11:20 South African time. The khatib and imam today is Sheikh Bandar Balila. So his khutbah, then the translation and dua, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Barakallahu fikum.
Ustad, is a brother here, he says that he would like to donate money towards a water well. Please advise who is the best organization I should give the money to, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We promote, and I say that openly, the Majlisul Ulama in PE. And I went to PE before Ramadan, and I met Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafidhullah. I told him, Maulana, you do so much work. 50 years, your track record is for everybody to see. So, but the people don't know. So, alhamdulillah, we sent out a their numbers, their accounts and everything to all and sundry. So he does, mashallah, water wells, boreholes, whatever. So anybody wants their details, just tell me Majlis or tell me PE or whatever, and we will send you their details. You just make your EFT directly to them, and remember that inshallah that will be a worthy cause. And remember, it is Majlis or PE, and my number, WhatsApp number, is 071-888-1184. So you just send it on that number and we will assist you inshallah. Remember, it must be lillah. You can't send zakat money for boreholes and for wells and so forth. So be very clear on these type of issues as well.
Ustaz, is there any by any chance Isail Sawab for doing Islamic voice recordings for after we die, Ustad?
So you must remember that there's no such thing that you say the reward must come to me after I die. You must say that I'm doing all this with Allah's help, you must remember. So you must, the 101 things we do for the benefit of the Ummah, so we must make this intention, is sadaqah jariyah now, while we alive, for the people who have passed away, for the people who are alive, for the people who are still to come. So all that is permissible. Why confine something to only after death? When Islam allowed you, you can make intention for the deceased who are passed away with Iman and Islam, those who are alive, and those who are still to come. Easy example I give you. Remember that they've extended the Umrah now to the end of Shawwal. Right? So now your brother, sister, family member is there in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. So you tell them that make one tawaf, perform one tawaf, and say, Ya Allah, every person Muslim who from Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time right up to Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam's time, everyone must receive the reward. Then the ummah of the master sallallahu alayhi salam who are alive with Iman, Islam, they must receive the reward. Those who are yet to come, your wife is pregnant, you read 2 rakat salat, nafil salat, you read Surah Yasin, Surah Kahf, you read Surah Dukhan, and you say, Ya Allah, I'm sending the reward to those children yet to be born. And so for all that is permissible. You read Salawat, Durood Sharif, salutations upon the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all permissible. So don't confine it to only after your death, remember that. And another proviso condition will be, you say you want to do Islamic recordings, then remember it must be such gratis, free of charge, not you making money out of it. Then remember, no reward, no sawab, nothing.
Ustad, I see your very good friend is upset this morning, Brother Fredericks. He says, have you seen the videos exposed, some of the crimes committed by the Syrian Bashar al-Assad regime? Total victims of the massacre was 288, including 12 children. To Bashar al-Assad, you are a rubbish, you're not human. You have a cold heart, Fredericks. Ustad.
Remember, my brother, I don't know, Fredericks, whether you study the Middle East and so forth. I've been to Syria, you know, to these countries. I can't remember how many times I've been, but minimum is 3. Mm-hmm. So remember, if you go to Syria and you study Syria, my brother, you will know Bashar Assad, that's his name. Our this English and people in the Western press, they can't pronounce properly. So Mosul, they will write Mosul like that, you know. So they must pronounce it. The name is Bashar al-Assad. Anyway, his father was Hafiz al-Assad. They belong to the Alawi sect, the worst of the worst. And people must bow down to him, and people must like almost worship him and what and what. So you must remember, 100% non-Muslim they are. I don't know how much you know of our great giants and scholars, my brother Fredericks, my ustad, my teacher, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sahab Abuni Rahimahullah, who passed away last year. He hails from Halab, Aleppo, the greatest commentator, one of the greatest commentators of the Noble Quran in the past 50, 70, 80 years. He had to leave his homeland. He spent 50 years in Mecca, and then he passed away in Istanbul. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, same thing, from Halab, one of the greatest scholars of Hadith of our time. And then the Khattatul Quran, the greatest calligrapher of the Noble Quran. Quran in the whole world. Sheikh Usman Taha, also our teacher in this sense, he taught me a few things. So you must remember that. And he wrote my name, my wife's name. So all from Halab. They went away 40, 50 years ago in Hafiz Asad's time. So Bashar Asad, remember for them to murder us, the true Muslims. They consider that as an act of worship. And why does he get away literally with murder? That is what you must understand, my brother Fredericks, that you line the Sunnis up, the true Muslims, shoot them, a video it, send it out to the world and what have you. You see, if you study the Middle East, then you will know Russia has one big base there in Tartus. So as long as Russia is with him, so he knows he can get away with murder. Just like Israel, the apartheid regime can get away with murder because they got the veto of Uncle Sam and America. So that's how they all operate, you must remember. But then they will speak of peace and justice and human rights and so forth. So these people are thugs, are murderers, remember that. And we need to expose them. How many Muslim women were raped by this very regime and so forth. So therefore, our verdict is very clear. These people have Muslim names, but they're out of the fold of Islam. And we must expose them. Therefore, I sent it out yesterday. So, because our people said to say, Fredericks, I'm telling you the truth, our Muslims, hum na'imun, fast asleep regarding the real politics going on in the world, the majority of them in the world also, they more interested in their soccer, cricket, parties, enjoyment, and so forth. That has become the life of the Muslim today in the world, in the micro and macro. I don't say all, but I'll definitely say majority. So that is where we stand. So do me a favor, you Frederick, that you must send it out to all your contacts and say, AK said that these people are not Muslims. They are Alawis, and Alawis are definitely not Muslim. They're out of the fold of Islam.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see Brother Carl, he says, good morning to you, AK. What is my guarantee of getting to heaven if I become Muslim? Carl, Ustad.
My brother Carl, if I give you guarantee, then it can be right, it can be wrong. Any person gives you guarantee, it can be right, it can be wrong. Almighty Allah himself is giving you guarantee. So remember that same Almighty Allah who is the supreme being, and remember he created the sun, the moon, he created the entire universe. Today, Carl, you are in Durban, you there in the north coast in Umhlanga, you are there in the south coast, Port Shepstone, Margate. Just look at the sunrise and look at your ocean. Who is letting all these things happen with perfection and precision and accuracy? You think about it. He, that same supreme being, is telling you that if you love, become a Muslim, and you lead a good life according to the teaching of Islam, then there is everlasting bliss and everlasting paradise for you. There are various verses and so many verses in the Noble Quran. I will just read one for you. Okay, my brother? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Verily, those people who have true faith and iman and conviction, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they continue with the righteous deeds and actions, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. For them... Sorry about that, Carl. You know, sometimes it still comes, but it's improving every day with the help and mercy of Allah. When a person has that faith and righteous deeds, they are the best of creation. What is their reward? Almighty Allah created us. He knows this human being will always ask, what is the incentives, Ya Allah? What are the perks? So Allah says, this is chapter 98 of the Noble Quran, verses 7 and 8. You got it, my brother Carl? Chapter 98 and verses 7 and 8. Jaza'uhum. This is guarantee from Almighty Allah. We are mortals. We are weak. We are good for nothing. Non-entities. Allah, Supreme Being, is saying, they are reward in the Rabbihim by their sustainer, nourisher, provider. Jannatu Adanin. You see the Westerners, when I was in school, they taught us the Garden of Eden. They stole that from the Quran. Quran says, Jannatu to Adenin, the garden of eternity. Tajri min tahtiha al-anharu khalidina fiha abada. They will enter the gardens of eternity and they will be there forever. No worry, no sorry, no anxiety. The streams and the water will be flowing beneath them and they will stay and dwell there forever and ever, infinitely, eternally. Radiyallahu anhum waradu an. Allah is pleased with them. They are pleased with Almighty Allah. But who will obtain and attain this, Brother Karl? ذَلِكَ لِمَنَ خَشِيَ رَبَّا. It is for those people who inculcated, who imbued within themselves the love for Almighty Allah, because your bounties, your favors are ever recurring. It is an act of loyalty. Allah, I must worship you. I must believe in you. I must try my level best to fulfill my duty with beauty. And I must show respect to Almighty Allah. So that is where we stand, my brother Karl. Chapter number 98 and verses 7 and 8. Think about it, my brother Karl, that you bought a car, you bought a computer, you bought a cell phone. So what do? The people who manufactured it, Samsung and Nokia and this and that, we don't ask questions, we just follow what they say. Almighty Allah created us. He definitely knows what is best for us. What do you say, Karl? So think about it.
I see our beloved brother Ahmed. He said, Uncle AK, please recommend what books we new reverts should read on Islam, because everybody has their own opinion on what is right or wrong. We need real guidance. Ahmadu, Ustad.
Ahmadu, excellent question. What you must do, my brother Ahmadu, that you can take the translation of the Noble Quran, and you know the best one for you and all the people who are reverts and all Muslims, in fact, in this day and this age, is called Quran Made Easy. Okay? So this is in two volumes. So Quran Made Easy, it is in two volumes. And you will see at the bottom, this person's name is written there. He passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus Il A'la, Mufti Afzal Hussein Ilyas. So Hussein, I'm Hussein, he's Hussein. And before that, Afzal, A-F-Z-A-L. So Mufti Afzal Hussein Ilyas. So buy this book or go online, Google it, you will find it there. Quran Made Easy, Mufti Afzal Hussein Ilyas, Rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So that is the best for you. Regarding the hadith, the teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Riyadus Salihin, the gardens of the pious, by Allama Nawawi, N-A-W-A-W-I, Nawawi. So you must get these two books, right? The Quran Sharif and the Hadith Sharif. And then you consult your local brothers there and so forth and so. But that should be a starting point for you. But you must consult ulama also, and inshallah they will guide you along. Yes, it's true. Don't hear just from anybody, kullu habba wa dabba, every Tom, Dick and Harry and every Tom, Dick and Mary. So remember, everybody brings their own culture inside also. So they mix the culture. You know, I've been to Australia. So there, when I was in Brisbane, I was in Sydney and these places. So they tell me, this is a Turkish mosque, this is the Afghani mosque, this is the Indian mosque, this is the Arab mosque, this is the Pakistani mosque. So I looked at the brother and asked him, where's the Muslim mosque? So that is what we are doing today. That we put up our own masjid and then we bring our Gam mentality, our village mentality. You understand? Islam don't allow these things here. Islam, the masjid, the mosque belongs to Almighty Allah, and we must teach and preach according to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That is what is compulsory. Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, and love and protect the honor and integrity of all the Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Follow and love the Awliyaullah, the special friends of Allah, and promote the four schools of jurisprudence. That in a nutshell is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Ustaz, I've got a new brother here, right? I don't know how you pronounce his name. It's R-A-V-E-N. Either it's Raven or Raveen Mudli. He says, sir, my mom is 103 years old and wants to become a Muslim. She is almost 2 feet in the grave already and insisting with us. So, sir, if she does, then we don't want nothing to do with her. Who can we hand her over for keeps? Raven or Raveen Mudli, Ustad?
Raveen, you must kiss your mother's hand. Remember that if she's there with you now, Raveen, I appeal to you, Raveen, that please give her, let her listen to the program. We make a Muslim today, today, now.
Oh,
she's 103 years old, and you don't want to keep her. It's fine. We will get our Muslims to look after her. She's a mehman. She's just a guest of Almighty Allah on this earth. And remember, she's listening to our programs, or she's listening to other programs, she's getting inspired. And remember, we will make her sign a document that she will say upon her demise she will be buried according to the Muslim religion, and she, that is a choice. So if she's there now, please, Raveen, I appeal to you that let your mother become a Muslim. It's a choice. Let her be happy. Kiss her hand. You don't want anything to do with her. It's fine with us, my brother. We will get our Muslim brothers, sisters, our Muslim families to take care of her. Please, Raveen, I beg you. What you say, Raveen? What he says?
He's busy typing, Ustad.
Okay. Make dua, Umbat. Make dua. Wallahi, you don't know. We wake up early. We turn to Allah. Ya Allah. Let Islam go to all parts of the world. And use us for your deen, Ya Allah. Imagine if the lady embraces Islam. 103 years. How long she will live? Yeah. 1 month, 1 year, and then she leaves. That's the greatest gift that, remember. Never mind the family says that they're ostracizing her, boycotting her. That is their choice. But we saved one person from the perpetual hellfire. So that is what our deen is all about. Spread the noor, the radiance and effulgence of Islam without fear and favor. See, we don't force anybody. We say it's your choice. Whether you are male, whether you are female, whether you're young, whether you're old. Carl, you got it, Carl? 103 years old lady saying, I want to become Muslim.
What he says that, let me consult with my brothers. I will get back to you tomorrow, Raveen. Ya Allah, Ustad.
My brother Raveen, I hope tomorrow is not too late, but nevertheless, we will be on air the same time. And remember, even today, Raveen, if you are ready and mom is ready, also I will be on air translating at around 11:45, 11:50, and so forth. You send us a message, mommy is ready, we will make a Muslim, because our belief is this: if a person wants to embrace Islam,
Allah,
then we cannot delay the process. We have to make that person Muslim immediately. So therefore, I beg you, Raveen, that please,
Sir, maybe if you can give your cell number, maybe Raveen can message you.
It's all right.
Your,
we got
WhatsApp,
this,
your WhatsApp number instead of
so,
this.
Yeah, 071, Raveen, you can write it down, 071-888-1184, 071-888-1184. You tell me when mommy is ready, and remember, I'll be here between 11:20 to 12:10 today, so, but I will... If we make a Muslim, it will be around 12 o'clock or so today. So, inshallah, we pray for her. Believe you me. What I'm telling you, Raveen, that when your mother, she's 100% in the senses, she wants to embrace Islam, is it not but right that you adhere and you comply with her request, kiss her hand and so forth? You don't want anything. It's fine, my brother. It's fine. And we will take care of her. You don't have to pay 1 cent. You don't have to pay 1 cent. We will make the arrangements for that. Okay, my brother Raveen? Please, I beg you. Allah Jalla Wala, use us. Allahumma Jalna. Today also I read. Believe me or what? So remember, Allahumma Jalna Hadiyin, Mahdiyin, Muwafaqin, Maqbulin, Fil Alami Kulli. Ya Allah, use us so that we take the deen of Islam and we spread it to all four corners of the globe. So imagine, Allah Jalla Wala softens someone's heart and they want to embrace Islam. It's not an easy decision. Allah grant our mother, inshallah, that she takes the right decision, and the family also allows her to take the right decision. But anyway, Raveen, we thank you very much for coming with that message. That also is a good thing and a good sign. Almighty Allah, accept us all for His
deed. There's two messages quickly before you leave. One is your sister Stephanie Mayer. She says, Ravine to brother Ravine, your mom has seen the light. Let you go for it. You will be blessed in God's eyes. The other one here says, I think it's Ravine. He says, because our mom is already dead to us. You can make her Muslim now. Then we will decide what to do afterwards. She's listening to you right now. Ya Allah.
Can we make her Muslim? My brother Ravine, what is mommy's name? Tell me what is mom's name, please, Ravine.
Okay, he's busy typing, Ustad.
See, what a momentous occasion, historic occasion. I never ever made a person Muslim more than 100 years old. All this is the fadl, the grace, the mercy of Allah. The more we think of it, we cry. Allahumma
Maria,
Maria, excellent. Your name, Islamic name, Maria. My mother, Maria. You keep that name, Maria. Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time, there was Maria Qibtiya. Maria means a woman who's fair in complexion. Mother Maria, you're going to read certain words after me, and you're a Muslim, and you must just send me your address and everything. And please, Ravine, do that now. I'm going for prayer, and then when I come back, you give us your proper address, 071-888-1184. We will make the arrangements, and then they can take mommy, and they will look after her, the Muslim family. And any Muslim family wants to take care of mommy, you contact me, please. It's in the Durban area, 071-888-1184. Mommy, we're starting now. You're going to repeat after me, oh, mommy. My mommy, Maria. So let's read, mommy. Ashhadu, Allah, ilaha, illallahu, wa ashhadu anna, Muhammadan, abduhu, wa rasuluh. Mummy, you are Muslim now, Mummy Maria. Now I want you to repeat the translation, the meaning of it. I bear witness that truly, there is none worthy of worship. None worthy of worship except Almighty Allah. You're worshipping Allah alone. No idols, nothing. And I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we say, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't worry about that now. Will always be the last and final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. Jazakallahu khairan to you, Mohan Arafat, for finding that message. Sure. Allah reward you, my brother Ravine, and leave your mother so she... She goes with peace. My brother, my mommy, Maria, the esteemed listeners, Ansar International Markers, I got 1 minute left. Let us raise our hands. It's a Mubarak occasion, Mubarak day, mashallah. And we cry, we beg, we petition Almighty Allah, Jalala. Mother Maria, we all praying for you. Raise your hands, right? Your palms and so forth. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة من الإيمان اللهم ثبتها على الإيمان اللهم ثبت أمة ماريا على الإيمان والإسلام يا رب العالمين توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My mother Maria, remain steadfast and remember remember, you must tell your children, whatever happens, then you are going to be buried as a Muslim, and we will make arrangements today, inshallah, Allah willing, that somebody will take you to a safe place where you can practice Islam, and inshallah, somebody to take care of you as well, some female, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Ma Maria, Tajazakallah, you made me so happy today. Hey, you make us cry also. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.